Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It was 18 feet from the bow to stern line. Secondhand from a dealer in Atlanta. I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor. Built out of love and made for the water. Ran her for years.
Is your artist of the day.
The transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson electric choke. A young boy, two hands
on the
wheel.
Choice on our part today, my friend. I think we did well. Good afternoon, everybody. We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday tomorrow. It is a Monday afternoon. What's the temperature outside right now?
It's awesome.
Is it smoking red hot or is it good?
No. It's good because we had a little bit of rain. It's like 80.
Ooh.
81 and cloudy.
Okay, finally a break.
Good Lord. Still has 71% humidity, but you know.
Did you guys lose power last night? I had a buddy that lost power last night.
No, I heard you say that.
How do you lose power in a storm that rolls through like that?
I don't know.
It wasn't that bad.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was bad in some places.
Well,
it wasn't bad where we were.
In the wrong spot will make you lose power.
Truth.
I saw this on Channel 9 over the weekend. It made me laugh. I don't know where Sumner, Missouri is located.
I'm about to find out for you.
But for many years, there are three sisters in Sumner who have been trying to raise money to restore a 41-foot tall goose that their dad made 46 years ago.
It's in north central Missouri.
You need to look at the size of this goose because they have one shot of it, and we'll post this on our social media pages. They have one shot of it next to the Channel 9 live truck, and it just towers.
Population 100.
Over their truck. The goose's name is Maxie.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. We realize how much Maxie means not only to the town of Sumner, but to really everyone in the country. I don't know if I'd agree with that.
Oh, she's national.
I don't know that I would agree with that. Maxie the Goose has a 62-foot wingspan. And here's what they've decided to do. They have decided to do a contest. What do you call those things that go...
Duck calls.
Yeah. So you make a bird call, bird whistle caller thingy, and you turn it in. And you can't buy it at Dick's Sporting Goods. You have to make it, Scott, to enter the contest.
You have to hand make it.
Yes. There is a cash prize for the winner of the best bird collar thingy. And the money raised will go toward saving this goose. Now, they say they need $50,000 to restore it. And they've raised $15,000 of the $50,000 to restore it.
You may not believe this, but there is a duck call champion, and his name is Jeff Williams. He is the world champion duck call instructor.
Out, so they can tell the difference between that sound and a...
Oh, my gosh.
If you'll notice, I'm probably getting ahead of myself here a little bit. I know y'all are beginners. And
Wait. What's his name?
Jeff Williams.
He's not from around here, is he?
I don't think
Jeff
so.
Jeff Williams. He's a duck caller.
World champion duck caller.
Okay.
Damn, and it sounds like...
That's an angry duck. Oh, my God. That is... I'm sure he is the nicest guy ever. Can you imagine being married to the world champion duck caller? You'd be like, enough already!
Shut up!
The ducks
Shut
are
up!
Not coming!
Shut your mouth!
Your house would just always be surrounded by goose, duck, wildlife, birds.
Regular comeback call. Like a duck that's out there on the water swimming around lazy. And when they're in the air, when they're really working, it may get a lot faster, like.
It sounds like someone laughing. Okay, hang on. He was the 1968 junior world champion.
He's not the junior anymore. He's in his 60s.
Well,
now.
I know, but I'm curious. Is he from? Let me see. Where is he from? Stand by. If he's from around here, we got to get him on the show.
This guy knows his stuff.
Sort of like this when their feet calling.
Okay. Where is Jeff Williams' duck caller from? Because he says warder.
He knows his stuff.
Oh, he does know his stuff.
An advanced version of that is when you can start to go tooka 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 tooka. And it'll sound like.
This is awesome!
Tooka 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 tooka.
Tooka 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 tooka.
And as you speed that up, it will sound like. Again, what I like to do is, and what you should do, is take little short segments of that and chop it up, like real ducks. Real ducks don't go, but they will go.
Okay, all right.
He's awesome.
If you want to make one of those and turn it into this contest in Sumner, they are trying to raise money to save Maxie, this 62-foot wingspan goose in Sumner, Missouri.
My favorite part about this whole story is we're talking about it before the show in the newsroom, and Dana looks at me and goes, "You have a duck call, right?" I'm like, "No, why?" And she goes, "I don't know. You look like you do."
I said, "I thought
what
you."
What does that
I
mean?
Said, I thought
what
you,
does that mean?
Well, I don't know. You're like you like to go camping. Out of everyone in the newsroom, who would be the most likely to have a duck caller? Come on,
Sam.
It's totally Sam Stevie.
All right, here's what we need to do. I'm going to go to Dick's tomorrow, and I'm going to get some duck calls.
Get three of them, because you're not going to want to put your mouth where my mouth's been.
That's obvious.
Are they expensive?
I don't know.
All right, we got to track down this Jeff.
I would never put my mouth where your mouth has been.
I'm glad we're clearing this up, guys. Thank you.
Track down this Jeff Williams duck caller guy. Okay.
He's awesome.
He is awesome, but I could not be in a house with that. I'm going to guess he's single. There's no way any woman in the world could put up with listening with.
He's got one more in here. Hang on.
He's got a soundproof man cave where he practices.
Maybe he does. That's driving me crazy. There are huge championships for this. Go to callingducks.com. Yes, that exists.
He's awesome.
Okay. $50 entry fee. Get us some duck callers.
Okay.
What happens to you when you do that? Do ducks come around? Like, we have them out here.
We have geese.
Yeah, those are geese.
Well, yeah. Well, give me a goose caller.
You can't shoot them.
No, you cannot. They are protected. Canada geese are protected.
Oh, so I'm at 95th and Metcalf yesterday. No, check that. Friday. I'm at 95th and Metcalf. No, it was yesterday. I was going down to work out. And three Canada geese just start walking right through the intersection at 95th and Metcalf.
They know you have to wait.
95th and Null. Sorry, 95th and Null. And they just waddle across.
Yep.
And traffic just stops.
It's going to make you wait.
We're gonna take our time.
Yep.
They are the most narcissistic.
They are never in a hurry.
Arrogant jerks. I hate those birds.
Well,
technically, it's illegal to even honk at them. You're not supposed to try to.
Are you kidding?
Why are they so protected?
I don't know.
We had one, I will tell you this, about a month ago. I don't even think I told you this story. That had an injured foot. And so it was kind of hopping around. But Libby saw it and said, he's well fed, he's fat, he seems happy, he's wildlife, leave him alone.
Will you get Libby on the phone so we can find out why these birds are protected? You're not allowed to touch them.
This woman comes over with a net. I watched this with my own two eyes and tried to net Hoppy Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, what in the Sam Hill are mm-hmm. you? First of all, they fly. So the minute she would get close to it to net it,
yeah.
it would take off.
Yeah.
Then she gets a kayak. She's going into the water.
Kayak?
Because the bird is in the water. She gets the kayak in the water. The bird flies out of the water. I go, what? Do you not understand how birds work? She never caught it. And I think it's illegal to try.
Up off the water. If you walk up on one, it's scared. As they're flying off. So they can tell the difference between that sound and a...
Update. Police say they have recovered the body of the missing teenager who disappeared in a swollen Indian Creek along 103rd and State Line. They were swimming in the creek, several teenagers, when the 19-year-old victim got carried away by the current. I reminded my teenagers, and you should all remind yours, it looks like fun, doesn't it, Scott? We used to live behind Tomahawk Creek. And it's just a good reminder for everybody, don't go down there. Don't go near the water. You get swept away in a second, but they have at least found him this afternoon.
That's too bad. Ian in Blue Springs. Hello, Ian.
Hey, Scott. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Ian.
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Hi, Dana. Good. Well, I just wanted to give you a little information here on your goose and duck seasons and stuff. So geese are... a protected species, but they do have hunting available between, like in Missouri side, I believe it's like November through February, you can hunt Canada geese.
Okay, so, you can?
You can, yes.
What does a Canada goose taste like?
They're very gamey, pretty oily.
Yeah.
They're not great. Usually a lot of the guys that I hunt with will feed that actually to their dogs as like a treat. Like, hey, look, you got some meat, you know. And so it's being used for their animals and stuff.
I have heard it is gamey, and I am not a big duck fan either because I think it's gamey too. But
yes, absolutely. Now, you know, the calling that you're talking about, most of that what he was doing was the female drake on the duck side.
Which is how they attract the male?
How they attract the male, because the male is visually prettier. You know, it's got the green head and the big plumes, the feathers.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of what you're hearing is that's all women talk right there.
Well, it's just like a cardinal. The red cardinal, which is the better looking bird, is the male, and the brown one is the female.
Exactly. So you got, and the male does make a little noise, and he makes this.
Wait, hang on there, Ian. What does he sound like?
This is awesome.
With my mouth. There is a call for it, but I can do it with my mouth too.
Do it. Do another one.
And that brings him in.
No, they usually do that when they're doing a flyby, the females on the water.
Sounds like me on a Friday night. Drink, drink.
Drink, drink. Another drink. All right, Ian. Well, be well, buddy.
Thank you. You have a good one.
All right, you too, man.
Awesome.
Okay.
I want that as a ringtone.
Somebody says, stop with the duck calls. My cat is going crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, my word. Where does this one end?
Season. Wabbit fever. Duck season. Wabbit fever.
Elmer duck Fudd's season. Head's just going back Wabbit and forth. Fever. Like he's duck watching season. A tennis match.
Wabbit fever. Duck season.
Okay. Duck season. It just keeps going.
Yes. How have you not ever seen that?
I say it's duck season, and I say fire.
Boom. They're not allowed to show that anymore.
It's duck season, and I say fire.
Boom. They're not allowed to show that anymore.
Wabbit season. Wait. I say it's duck season, and I say fire.
Remember, they are taking out...
In his face.
Well, yeah, his bill goes flying around on the other side of his head. They are taking out all of the gunshots to the face from the Looney Tunes.
Guns in general.
Yes.
Let's try that again.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
So as many of you know, we have an interesting dilemma in this country coming up at the end of this week. For those of you who are currently on unemployment, and that is millions of you, probably many of you in this audience, the $600 extra dollars you were receiving per week is set to expire at the end of this week, if I'm not mistaken. There seems to be some disagreement in Washington. And again, we're not trying to get into politics. This is about your life, not money. Politics. This, yeah, right, Dana. This is about money, not politics. And there's one proposal from one group that would keep the $600 a week going. There's another proposal from another group that would lower it to $200 a week. So you would still get $800 a month, but you wouldn't get $2,400 a month. And we're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 trillion or right. more.
And that's different than the $1,200 stimulus checks that are coming in August, correct? This is the unemployment side
yes,
of that.
Yes, correct. The way I understand it, the answer to that is yes.
So... reducing that weekly number is apparently a top priority for this administration. Steve Mnuchin said the $600 weekly aid was, quote, ridiculous and a disincentive for people to go back to work.
And we've heard that story before.
We've heard that from business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That they can't hire. I mean, for the love of God in heaven, the post office right across the street is hiring. And they can't get people to come in the door. The post office. You get in at the post office, you won't ever have to look for a job again. And that's a pretty good paying job the way I understand it.
I think it's a tough job, but it's a
yeah, it's a tough
good
job.
Paying
well,
job.
I mean, well, are you driving around and putting it in the community mailboxes?
Or are you or huffing
you,
it?
Or are you walking null?
And running from dogs.
Yeah. I mean,
I wonder if you can write down on your application.
Prefer the car.
I'm going to stay in my car and I don't want to be near any rabid animals.
Less walking, the better.
Is there a fit requirement for that? Like, is there a fitness test or something to be a postal carrier?
Dana, I don't know. That's
oh,
a great.
I bet you there is. Because if you're 350 pounds and you apply for a job as a mail carrier.
So let me think about this. The radio station is roughly 3 miles from my house. Well, 2 miles from my house. So, and I can walk it in roughly 30 minutes. Okay. So I'm walking 4 miles an hour times eight. If you walk an 8-hour shift, you're theoretically walking 32 miles a day.
Okay. This is, I looked it up. It says the job will give you legs of steel. Quoting here from a woman who works for the USPS, I can no longer fit into my skinny jeans. Many carriers can walk in excess of 12 miles a day.
Okay, maybe I miss.
12 miles a day is maybe I screwed the average.
Okay. 12 miles a day.
Yeah.
You want to get fit? You just go over there and apply at the USPS and say, I want the Roland Park route. Don't give me that Western Shawnee.
Within any zip code, there may be 15 routes depending on density. Carriers work the same routes every day and become very familiar with their customers.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Many city mail carriers have walking and driving routes.
My guy walks the street every day.
I want to know if there's a fitness test, because can you discriminate based on weight? I mean, someone walks in and says, I want to be a postal carrier, and they are clearly out of shape. Can you say that one of the requirements is you have to be able to walk 12 miles a day?
Well, we say you get the car. You go to the communal postal box.
The fat people get the car and the fit people have to walk?
Yeah.
I doubt that's true.
Well, what are you going to do with the fat guy?
I don't know.
Here, John Candy.
You have to take a fitness test to be a firefighter.
Are you comparing firefighting with delivering mail?
No, I'm comparing the legality of the fitness test. I bet you do. Okay, requirements include a high school diploma, a clean criminal background check, and driving record. I don't know. Maybe not.
Go over and get that job. They are hiring at the post office right across the street. I swear to God. I walked in to get stamps just the other day.
Do you know, though, if you worked in a physical location, I feel like everyone who is standing in line at the post office may not be in the best mood.
True.
I mean, that is, you are signing up for a customer service job where you are probably around people in a hurry who don't want to be there.
Yeah. Telephone number here is 576-7798. John in Kansas City. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
Hi.
Hey, I used to work for the post office, and there's no fitness test.
Did you drive or walk?
I did both.
Which one did you prefer?
The walking really wasn't a big deal, but the driving and going to the community boxes was kind of a pain because you had to get out of the truck, get all the mail, and then get back in. So it's kind of a pain, but it didn't really matter which one it was.
It says you have to lift up to 70 pounds.
The big boxes, but very few and far between where there are big boxes like that. Around the Christmas time, they got pretty bad, but other than that, it was good.
Did you like it?
So I was in the military, and then when I got out, I went to the post office, and I did not... I liked my job, but I didn't like the hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 8 to 10 hours a day. It wasn't for me at the time in my life. So
did you get overtime on those extra two?
Oh, yeah. I got tons of overtime. I love the paycheck, just didn't like the hours.
Is that why you quit?
What's that?
Is that why you quit?
Yeah. It was rough hours.
Okay.
So. Well, and now it's 6 days a week.
It was 6 days a week when I was there.
Oh, it was. Okay.
You had to work 6 days a week?
Yes.
The only day you got off was Sunday?
Well, I delivered Amazon packages on Sundays.
Yeah.
So you never had a day off?
Well, I'd get a day off during the week, but I wasn't a full-time carrier. I was a postal carrier, but I wasn't a full-time. Those full-time guys, they get 2 days off a week, and then I would have to fill in on one of their days. And so... you never know which day you had off until the week prior.
Yeah, that's hard.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much. Let's go to Stephanie in Paola. Stephanie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. My name is Stephanie. I used to carry mail. Also, I actually was in the military. Then I came to the post office as well. And we did have to do a physical test, but not like an exertion test. So you just had to show that you could squat and pick up a box and carry it like 20 feet or 20 steps and then squat and put it back down.
I'm out.
And I mostly, it wasn't crazy hard, but we did have some really overweight people that did get onto the job, but they usually didn't last very long.
Because
that summer, they get hot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you ever have a dog bite you?
Absolutely. And that is so not cool because they go after the carriers. Like you can get disciplined for it because you're supposed to know your route and be prepared.
Wait. You can get disciplined if a dog bites you?
Yes, that is
true.
What? Yes, that is true.
I was a union representative and one of our carriers that had carried for over 20 years and she'd had the same route for years. She went around a corner and a dog bit her and there was no preparing because most kind of dog wasn't out because I'd carried a route I was.
Postal carriers don't play. I was sitting on my front porch one time with Stella, the greatest dog in the history of dogs. And the postal carrier is coming across the yard because we have our mailboxes on our houses. And she starts, and I go, don't worry about her. She's fine. He stops in the middle of the yard. He goes, I ain't delivering that mail until that dog's in the house.
Good. Yeah, it's kind of equivalent to cuss words on your DJ show. Like, you can't, like, you get in trouble for him. Like, you got to be like, nope, we can't talk about that.
I can't believe that.
You get in trouble.
What if the dog comes out of nowhere?
You should be prepared. You should know to go for your mace. But we ended up not getting that lady in trouble. So they let it go, but they did. They tried to actually put a permanent discipline thing on her record, and she was going to retire in less than a year.
Oh, my goodness.
No, and the day that Stella was barking at this guy, I get her back in the house, and he puts my mail in the mailbox and then puts in – you guys have, like, this prepackaged pamphlet that and it was like, do you realize if your dog bites me, blah, 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 I mean – all the liability stuff and everything like that. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Simmer down, poor
I got a bite on my forearm where I had my bag and, like, didn't even break the skin to where I was bleeding, but they made me stop what I was doing and go to the emergency room and get it looked at. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Hey, Stephanie, you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys. You're awesome. Have a good day.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. Be well. 576-7798. Get to more of your calls, your comments here in just a moment on Dana and Parks.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change.
Not sure how we got on it.
Since the return of a stay on
which
the moon,
means I love
she
it.
Listens like spring and she talks like June.
Well, we're talking about how the post office around the corner here by the radio station is hiring, even though the unemployment rate is God knows where it is. And everywhere I go, it's like hiring signs. Oh, I know how we got into this.
The unemployment checks are about
to dry up at the end of the week. And there are just, you know, now hiring signs all over the city. And one of them is the post office, which is one of the most secure, decent-paying jobs that you can get.
The mean income, I think they said, was $58,000.
It's not bad. That is not bad.
5,800 postal employees were attacked by dogs last year.
Well, that's bad.
Do you want to guess the victims in order? There are three categories of victims, and do you want to guess category of the most dog?
Are we doing it by gender and race?
All of it.
Well, no, I don't want to sound insensitive.
The majority of victims in the three categories of victims are small children. That's number one.
Oh, you're talking about dog attacks.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like the gender or the race of the people in the postal service.
It goes small children.
Okay.
Elderly.
Yeah.
And postal carriers. Those are the categories. I couldn't do it.
Why?
Because of the risk of the dog thing freaks me out.
I would just mace that little thing.
You would have to have the mace ready to go.
You don't think they do?
In the correct direction.
You don't think they don't?
Well, this sounds really bad, but your foot works really well in that scenario.
What the owner don't see, the owner don't know.
Well, if it's defense, it's different.
That's right. That's exactly right.
My gut would be to do the absolute worst thing you can do, and that would be to run. And I know you're not supposed to run.
Mm-mm. Never run from a dog. Truman in Independence. And don't think I didn't
note the
irony of your name.
Yes. Hello?
Truman.
Hello?
Truman. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana. How you doing?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, welcome.
What I was going to say is I am 46 now, and I tried to be a mail carrier when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's a tough job, especially at 18. My dad worked for the post office for 30 years here in Independence, and his biggest thing with dogs was pretending like he was picking up a rock.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the thing of it is now with nobody wanting to work for the post office is the big talk that they might go out of business.
They're not going out of business. They're vested in the Constitution.
Well, I understand, but I mean, they talk about it all
the time.
Well,
they did pick up Sunday to deliver for Amazon. I mean, I thought that was a whopper.
Right.
But Truman, hang on here, partner. Yeah. You said it was tough working for the post office when you were 18.
Yeah.
Dude, it would be tough for me working for the post office at 49.
Right, right. Well, I work for Amazon now, so.
I know, but why was it hard for you to work for the post office at 18?
Because I had just graduated high school.
Uh-huh.
And my dad got me on, and I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
How many times have you been attacked by a dog?
I've never been attacked by a dog.
Oh, good.
See?
So, yeah. And as far as I remember, there was no physical test.
Well, not when you're 18.
They may have changed it since then, but.
All right. Hey, I love your name and the fact that you're from Independence.
That is my real name, and that was my dad's name, too.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's
on.
Awesome.
All right, man. Hey, Aaron, you get the last word. Hello.
Hey, you guys.
So, hi.
It's not about the post office, but what you're talking about, the federal stimulus that nobody seems to talk about. It really sucks that they're cutting that money back for those people that need it. But why did we give the Pentagon like $20 million or $1 billion, whatever it was, I think it's billion, the last stimulus, and now we're giving them another round of, you know, how many ever billions of dollars. Don't they have a budget?
Does the Pentagon not have a budget?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, of course
why
it does.
We got to supplement them more money.
I'm not familiar with a Pentagon stimulus in this stimulus package.
Look at it. It's been on the national news. Okay. It's not a conspiracy theory or anything like that. I don't pay any attention to those. And it's been in there that they're going to give them another round of money, you know, that I don't see why they really need it other than, you know, it's more slush fund for the largest army in the world.
Okay.
So,
I'm not familiar with it, but I do appreciate it, and thank you for the call. By the way, somebody says, I started at the post office when I was 32. I've been there for 32 years. I have never once in 32 years experienced a dog bite.
Good.
So this person would be 64 years old.
We just missed Dog Bite Awareness Week, by the way. Where were you for that? How did we miss National Dog Bite Awareness Week?
You scrolled too far down on your calendar that day.
Clearly.
We didn't get hot dog eating day last week either, so.
I'm okay with that.
Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Ryan, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.